Blog Talk Radio.
This Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday from 7 o'clock, usually until 8, and we do invite each and every one of you to tune in. If you'd like to tune in by phone, the number is 347 937-4054. If you would like to tune in by internet, the internet, you would type in Blog Talk Radio, then type We Can Begin Again, and you'd be connected. If you have a comment on the internet, you can go to our chat room, you can type it in, and we would share whatever it is that you typed over the internet. We are a Bible study. We're an interactive Bible study. What is that? That means that we come on as a Bible study, and we love to interact with you during this time. And what we do is just basically talk about the Word of God, how God applies, how God is applied in our lives. Amen? God does some miraculous things through each and every one of us. And through this Bible study, it gives us an opportunity to share a testimony of what God has done for you. I know he's done a lot for me, but just to share what God has done for you, and what that does is it encourages the body of Christ. And we all need encouragement. We all need encouragement. There are times in our lives when it feels like, you know, the bottom is just falling out. But just the Word just gives us that substance. It gives us that foundation to know that we're not going to fall through. We're not going to fall through because God is with us. And if God is with us, then who can be against us? We're going to have prayer, then we're going to go into our topic this evening. And then after that, we are going to open up the mics and invite you to be a part of this interactive Bible study. Amen. Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, we thank you for who you are in our lives. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would just abide in us as we abide in you. Give us the spiritual insight to be able to see the things that we should be seeing and those that we shouldn't see. Father, we pray that you would just close our eyes, Heavenly Father, blind us to it, Heavenly Father, because we know that in this world there's so much confusion, there's so many distractions, and oftentimes, Father, we are weak. But we know thou art strong. So we just ask, Heavenly Father, that you would bless our coming and that you would bless our going. And then, Father, Lord, we'd like to take a minute to offer prayer for the sick and afflicted. A special prayer going out to Thomas Harsh, Heavenly Father, who has been going through some things, and you have been just blessing him within the hospital. We pray for a speedy recovery for him to get out of the hospital. And we also like to ask a prayer for Pearl Hines, who God has just done miraculous things, and she has a mighty testimony to share when she comes out of the hospital. Lord, you know all those that are sick, but all those that need or stand in need of prayer, we just ask that you would just bless them in a mighty way. And, Father, we just declare, we decree all those things that are as though they're not. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this prayer. In the majestic name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, amen. Okay, this afternoon we are talking about, our topic is faith. The topic is about faith. And oftentimes in our walk or our journey with Christ, we lose faith. We lose faith. So we just brought this together so that hopefully there's something that's said or there's a testimony that's shared that would strengthen your faith, strengthen your walk as you continue to be a God-giving child. Amen. The first topic we're going to look at is Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. And we're going to be talking from 1, 2, and 5 of Hebrews. We start off there. And it says, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. For in the power of this, the elders have obtained testimony. Now, faith, just looking at that as we just look at it and tie it down and try to get an understanding, of what it's saying here. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. When we look at substance, substance means filling. Substance is giving you what you need. Substance is almost like meat on the table for the meat eaters. Substance is giving you more than you ask for. It's something that you can carry with you. It's not something that's you're going to hear or you're going to have and you're going to lose it. Substance is what we all need. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. The things that we hope for. What are the things that we hope for? Well, we may hope for a recovery from alcohol. We may hope for a recovery from sin. We may ask for a recovery for those that are in the hospital who want to get well. Substance of things hoped for. What's in your heart? What does the heart say? Hope for. The things that you truly, truly desire. Amen? Faith is the substance of the things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Oftentimes, in our lives, we have situations that occur, and we don't know what the outcome is going to be. Why? Because we can't see the future. We don't know what the future entails. But what we do know is when God says, the substance of things hoped for and the conviction of things unseen. That word conviction is a powerful tool. That conviction means that I'm dedicated. That conviction means that I'm sold out. That conviction means that the only thing that I know is that I know what I have to do. Conviction of things not seen. Oftentimes in humanity, there are things that we don't know what the outcome is going to be, so we begin to have doubts. We lose our faith, or our faith becomes shortened. So therefore, we don't know if it's going to happen or if it's not. But the Bible here is speaking of, it's saying that faith, in order to have faith, that you have to have the substance of things hoped for, that the things that you have in your life that you desire is going to occur. It has not occurred right now. It has not occurred right now. We can't see it, but we know it's going to happen. So that faith that we have, and that conviction is knowing that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. So we have to rely on that. I look at things in my life. When there are things that I need in my life, when I come short of things, or when I am depressed, or when I am not feeling at my best, I have to have that conviction of knowing that God is going to see me through it. Amen. But God wants me, I'm talking about me, to have patience. And when I have patience and wait on God, God shows up every time. God shows up every time. And the thing about it is, when he shows up, I'm not even expecting it. It happens. It catches me. I'm not going to say off guard, but it catches me when I'm not ready. I don't see it coming. But I know it's going to happen, and it usually does. And that's where God wants us at this time, at this place, to have that conviction of knowing that we don't know what the future is going to be. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. We don't know what's going to happen down the road. But what we do know is that God has our back, that God's going to take care of our needs. God hears our prayers, and he answers it right on time. He answers it right on time, every time. So we cannot take our eyes off the course because there are so many distractions. There's too many distractions. And if we don't keep our eyes on the Word of God, it's so easily we can become lost and don't know our way. We don't know how we're going to get there because we're relying on self and not God. God shows up every time. And on 11:2, it says, for the power of this the elders have obtained testimony. For in the power of this the elders have obtained testimony. Think about that. For in the power, where is the power? The power is in God's word. The power is in God's word of knowing that we are convicted to believe that it's going to happen. We are convicted to know the things that we cannot see will occur. God is going to allow it to manifest itself on our behalf. For in the power, in the word of God, the elders have obtained testimony. I just added that in there. I took power out and put God. For in the word of God, the elders have obtained testimony. Now, I would think that the testimony would be a testimony of victory. That's how I see it. A testimony of victory, of how God brought them over, how God brought them out. God will never change. And what he wants us to do is stand firm on our word. Believe without a shadow of a doubt that he is Lord of lords and he is the King of kings. And when we begin to start to look at that, look at things in that way of knowing who God is, we are taking him out of the natural and we are looking into the spiritual. That's that divine side. That's that divine side where God is, not of this world. Knowing that God is going to handle our situation. And what God says to us is, be patient, my child. Continue to have faith. Continue to have conviction. Continue to believe that I am God. And besides me, there is no other. So no matter whatever you are going through at this time, God wants you and me to continue to walk by faith. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at the circumstances, but look to God. Keep our eyes focused on God, because at the cross, this is where miracles begin to happen. At the cross, this is where the death of Jesus Christ occurred. So he gave us life. He gave us life. Jesus came to this world in as a man and as God. He chose to come from there all the way up there down here just for you and me, to protect us from what was about ready to happen. We were in sin, and Jesus saw that we were falling short. and there needed to be a sacrifice at that time. So Jesus came as an atonement. He came as an atonement. He gave up his life so that we may have life. And through that life, we are to remember the cross. Remember what happened on the cross, the blood that was shed on the cross, the conviction that was made on the cross for you and for me. And that alone should give us enough to strengthen our faith. That alone should give us enough to know that whatever circumstance that we're in, that God has already brought us out. The victory has already been won. And that's what God wants our mindset, to know that the victory has already been won. And somebody might be saying, well, you know what, it's easy to talk. No, it's not, my brother, my sister. No, it's not easy to talk. It's not easy to talk that way. Because every day we all are going through a trial. We're going through a test. And that test is to determine whether we are going to remain steadfast. That test is to determine whether we are convicted by the word of God. And sure, my brother, my sister, we're going to fall short at times, but you know what? God picks us. He loves us just enough. He picks us up and lets us continue our journey. God wants faithful men and women. God wants convicted men and women. That's why God comes into your life and my life, and he does supernatural things. I know he's done supernatural things in my life. There's things that happen. I don't know how it happened. No, I'm not going to say I don't know how it happened. I know how it happened, but in the natural, I don't know how it happened. I just know that God just did it. He did it again. He did it again. And I know he's done some things in your life as well. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. It's hard to look into the distance and believe that there's something, a reward there. It's hard. That's hard. That takes conviction. That takes a steadfast conviction. That takes the conviction of knowing who you are in Christ, who we are in Christ. Who are we? We are children of God. We are men and women of God. And we walk this land, we walk this earth to proclaim the good news. God has already written it out for us. All we are to do is to proclaim who Jesus Christ is. Wherever you go, let somebody see a smile on your face, not looking like the world at the end of the world. Whatever you do, do it with conviction of knowing that what you're doing for the kingdom. You are a kingdom builder. Do it with conviction. Amen? Any comments? All mics are open. Any comments? As we move on, there's a piece that I want to read coming from the encyclopedia, and it talks about faith. It says, stay holy and steadfast in God. Faith lies at the very heart of Christianity and its importance for today's Christians is clear from the fact that Jesus Christ was born and there is a word, there's a great word for each and every one of us. And that word is, the just shall live by faith. Faith in the Old Testament and the New Testament carries several meanings. It may mean simply trust in God or in the Word of God. And at other times, faith almost becomes equivalent to active obedience. And that's what we talked about there. Faith becomes equal to active obedience, conviction, active obedience, being obedient to the Word of God, and not just standing still, but moving forward. Active means that you're doing something. You're not standing still. You are doing something. Active means that you are involved, that you are taking time out for God. Active obedience. It may also find expression in the affirmation of the creedal statement. Thus it shall come to mean the entire body of received Christian teaching or truth. In Colossians 2:7, you can look that up if you choose to, or a little bit later, the term suggests something to be accepted as whole and embodied in personal life. Let me say that again. The term suggests something to be accepted as whole and embodied in personal life. Whose personal life? Your personal life and my personal life. It has to be accepted in our personal life. It has to be accepted. It has to. And if you think about what was said before, faith is equal to active obedience. It has to be there. It has to be a part of our life. We have to be obedient to the Word of God. If we want to see miraculous things happen in our lives, we have to be obedient. And when we're obedient, God does miraculous things. And then once God heals you, once God does what he does best in your life, you cannot forget that. You have to remain active and obedient. The term suggests something to be accepted as a whole and embodied in a personal life. In 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul witnesses to having kept the faith. During that time, when Paul was speaking when Paul was writing his letters, he was reminding them to keep the faith. And at that time, there was a division. There was a division. There were those who didn't believe that God was still God. He was still doing miraculous things. And Paul's letters was an encouragement to remind them to stay steadfast. And he wasn't just writing to the Gentiles. He was writing also to the Jews. He was writing to remind them that there is no division in Christ.
Amen.
And at that time, if you do your research, there was a division. The Jews had their role and their laws, and the Gentiles felt that they were not a part of it. There was a division. There was a hatred for the law, for their law. And Paul was the mediator to bring the body back together. When we look at Paul's witness to having kept the faith, that was in his testimonial letters. The Old Testament. And the Old Testament also strongly emphasizes faith as confidence in God's covenant, or the covenant that God made with Abraham and his descendants. Isn't that good to know about the covenant? God's covenant with us. God shed his blood for you and for me. And that blood served as a covenant for you and me. Covenant. At that time, all are going to be lost. And Jesus Christ came as the sacrificial lamb. There needed to be a sacrifice, and Jesus served as the sacrificial lamb. He made an atonement for you and for me through his death on the cross. And so faith is confidence. Obedience is confidence. It's believing in the covenant. That covenant was the same as Abraham and his descendants. He said, I'll make you a man of many nations. Abraham was faithful to the very end. He didn't understand everything, but he was faithful. And there was a covenant with Abraham and his descendants, those after Abraham. And that word covenant is also for you and for me. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? Knowing that someone would give up their life for you and for me.
Amen.
A covenant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Any comments?
Mm-mm. Hallelujah.
The Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
It first involved God as the creator and sustainer of life. Let me say that again. In the Old Testament, faith first involved God as creator, that was first, and sustainer of life, and the controller of history.
Mm-hmm.
That history was written around us.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging God as the creator and the sustainer of life. To me, sustainer of life, that's a powerful word.
Mm-hmm.
Sustainer means that someone that can keep me, that can protect, a sustainer, someone that can help me, little old me. Wow. Knowing that we have God and a sustainer in our life, meaning that we don't have to work. We should not. In fact, if you want to be, if you want to change the subject, listen, let me tell you, worrying is considered a sin. Worrying is a sin. God does not want us to worry. He doesn't want us to worry about our circumstances. He doesn't want us to worry about the condition that we're in. He does not. He does not. He wants us to keep us, to keep him at the forefront as the creator. God is the creator of all things today and in history. Amen. Psalms 19 and 24 are evidence of the trust in God as the creator whose sovereign power continues to operate in the creation. Psalms 19 and 24 is evidence of the trust in God as the creator. Wow. Trusting God as the creator. Trusting God as the creator. Creator to me is the one who started it all off. God says, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end. Meaning that God was here before time and God is going to be here after time. Man, that's enough. God goodness, that's enough to just to jump for joy right here. Amen.
Amen.
Knowing that. Hallelujah. 1934, the evidence of the trust of God and the Creator, whose sovereign power continues to operate in the creation. His sovereign power is still operating today. Those things that we read in history, in the Old Testament, it's saying here that it continues to operate in the creation. The creation, what is the creation? Creation of all things. The creation of all things. Humanity, the earth, anything on this earth is created by God. And it's saying here that he is still continues to operate in the creation. Hallelujah. Sovereign power. That's a powerful piece right there. Sovereign. Oh, my goodness. Continues to operate in the creation. He is here to protect you. He's here to protect me. And he continues to do this. So, my brother, again, I tell you, I give notice to you. My sisters, I give notice to you. Don't worry. Don't worry. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Don't weaken your faith. Don't let go of your faith. Wherever you are, whatever you may be going through, don't let it go. Hold on. Hold on. God and God say, just holding on. Just hold on. I'm in control. I'm in control.
Amen.
If God can take, listen, if he can take and change leprosy, if he can take the deed and hand them a lot, if God can do things like that, don't you think that he can take care of the little things that we go through? Don't you think he can do that? The Bible is just examples. Examples of what happened to others and what can happen to us. Being obedient to the word of God. The Old Testament also strongly emphasizes faith as confidence in God's covenant or in the covenant God has made with Abraham and his descendants. The call of Abraham and the promise that his descendants would be used in the history of redemption that became the basis of the Old Testament. That was the basis. He was with Abraham at that time, and he said, I want to make you, he talked to, listen, he had a faith, oh my God.
Unshakable.
So unshakable. Thank you, my sister, unshakable. Unshakable faith. What is unshakable? That means it doesn't make a difference what you put me through. It doesn't make a difference what situation I'm in. It doesn't make a difference who I'm feeling. It doesn't make a difference of who just laid me off on my job. That God said, when you had that faith, that faith of a mustard seed, if you had that faith, that unshakable faith, that you could make it through. God, all God wants us to know is he's in charge. Not what we see, not in government, not our boss. He is in charge. God is first in our lives, in your life, and in my life. Not only is the narrative and legal portion of the Old Testament, but also the poetic and the prophetic writing emphasize faith. The Psalms abound in its expressions of personal confidence in Jehovah, even in dark times. Even in dark times. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is in your life, if it appears like everything is about ready to fall apart, I come to serve notice that God is in charge.
Mm-hmm.
God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. He wants us to have that personal confidence in Jehovah no matter what. It says in dark times. So when I say dark times, that means dark times to me is means that I can't see. If I'm in a place and you turn all the lights off, I cannot see. I can't see my way. I don't know which way to go, which way to turn. And it's saying here that when we have that, when we express that personal confidence in Jehovah, that we are to express it even in our darkest hour. Habakkuk points out that the righteous shall live by faith. And that comes from Habakkuk 2:4. The righteous shall live by faith. Who are the righteous?
Mm-hmm.
The children of God, the believers, those who have sold out, those who have confidence in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The right. God loves each and every one of us the same. And God sacrificed not just for one, but he sacrificed for all. Meaning that we're all under that same umbrella. We all are going through that those same, if not similar, challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say something, my brother and my sister. Don't let the enemy make you feel less than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Do not let the enemy take away your joy. Do not let the enemy destroy your faith. God wants us to have faith to the very end. To the very end. And that's why it says the righteous shall live by faith. All we have to do is have faith. Faith in God. Confidence in God. Of knowing who he is and what he can do. And believing without a shadow of a doubt that he's going to take care of it. And God is going to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on to say, from such instances, it is clear that as Jehovah's education of Israel proceeded, the matter of faith in God's faithfulness became more and more a matter of individual and personal response. The more faith that you have, the more it becomes personal faith. The more faith that you have, the more it becomes a personal faith.
Mm-hmm.
Personal faith. That means it's just for you, my brother, my sister. That's just for you. That gift is just for you. Because your situation may be different than the one down the street or the next door neighbor. Your challenge may be different. All challenges are different. The thing that's similar is the God that we serve, the God that we have faith in, the God that we believe in. That's the difference. Don't let God out of your sight.
And even if we get shaken, I just want to interject right here, Elder. Even if we get shaken, because the enemy will come and bombard us. But if we, like the brother's talking about faith, if we keep that hope of expectancy of the word that God has given you, and the word is he will bring you out, and his word won't go back void. And what he says to us is we can trust that word that he's spoken over our life.
Hallelujah.
It is a covenant between us and him, between him and us. It's a covenant that cannot be broken. He said, the Lord said, that he places his word above himself. He can't break himself. His word won't be broken. It's in integrity, in his character, that what I've said to you, what I've said, what he said to me, will not come back void. And if he's done it, you know what builds our faith? And I'm speaking at a personal, because like the brother said, it's a personal thing, is that when I go through, and you understand that through, but each time when my faith is tested, God always shows up. Even when I'm at my lowest point, God says, I'll show up. Just trust me. And when you trust me, I will prove myself that I am the God that delivers. I am the God that sets free. I am the God that heals. And I've done it before, and I'll do it again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because each time we go through, and you know what's good about that? He says, think it not strange when you go into trials and tribulation or the testing of your faith. Think it not strange, because each time we're going from glory to glory, we're going from level to level. Okay, you've made it on that first level. Okay, look, I'm allowing the enemy to come at you in another level. But think it not strange, and don't take no fail heart, because I'm with you. Just trust me. And when you trust me, you'll see me. You'll see me with expectancy that, oh, no, the doctor said this because he said a lot of things to me. Oh, no, but God told me, he gave me a word years ago. He said, Edna, I am the God that heals. Yes. And I've been going through, I can't tell you how I've gone through all these years, but you know what? Where I should have died and people have died, I am still here because his word has been spoken over my life and over your life.
Amen.
And faith is the substance of things not seen. We haven't grabbed it yet. We do have it.
Yes.
We do have it, but we got to walk it out.
Amen.
And trust him.
Amen.
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 Amen. That serves as a good word for those who are listening.
Amen.
And again, all we do is we just come on and we just interact about the goodness of God. And sometimes we are at our lowest points, and sometimes we get lost.
Yes.
But God wants us to go into the word, because that word is a light. That word is a light. It lifts everything up. Amen. It lights everything up. It gives us a new way of thinking.
Yeah.
Amen. It gives us a new way of seeing things. And as I spoke before, you know, when you're standing in a room and somebody turns off all the lights, let me tell you something. You could be in your own house, and you could have been living there for 20 years. But once all those lights go off, you start feeling around, trying to feel around, feel your way through. You cannot walk from one point to the other. You can't walk from one point to the other without feeling your way. Why? You can't see it. You know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's there. I've got to go get something to eat. You know the refrigerator's there in the dark, but you can't see it. So you have to feel your way through. Amen? And
Amen.
God says, when we are in, listen, he's with us even in our darkest times. Let me tell you something. We can have some dark times, brothers, sisters. We can have some dark times.
Yeah.
We can have some times where we don't know, you know, whether we're coming or going. We don't know what is going to happen in the future. But I serve notice to tell you that God is a God who said, I will not change. God is a God who said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm here for you at the beginning. I will be there for you in the end. God is a God who cannot change, and his word does not come back forward. I say to you that when you are going through a situation in your life, when you're in a dark hour, then speak the word. Speak the word. It's all you got to do. You don't have to go hear somebody else out. Speak the word. Let it become personal with you and God. Let it become personal. God wants a personal relationship. He wants a personal relationship. He wants you to come to him on a one-to-one basis, not with someone else. He wants you to come alone. Come by yourself. Come and taste and eat. You know that I am good. God is just waiting with his arms out, just waiting for you. He's waiting for me. He's waiting for the body of Christ to come to him. I say, let's make it personal. Let's make it personal.
And,
keep it personal. Amen? Keep it personal. Hallelujah.
His word is alive. It's a light, and it's alive. It's alive. That's why it's so important for us to continue to stay in his word. Because even if we seemingly can't hear him when he speaks to our inner ear, to our spirit, his word is alive. It is spirit and in truth. It is spirit and truth. So as we read it, that word comes alive, and it ignites our spirit as we read it and absorb it and let it infiltrate. Infiltrate our spirit. You will feel the rejuvenation. That downcast spirit. Lift your eyes. Why are you so downcast? Why is your soul so downcast? Didn't you know? Didn't you know that I am the God? I am your everything.
Amen. Amen.
God is good. This is a good word, brother. Faith. Faith. Faith, even that faith of as a mustard seed, it grows as we go through trials. And each time when God has brought us out, that tree, that seed, it grows just a little bit more. We go through another thing. It grows a little bit more. Before we know it, the tree has grown and the roots has gone deep. So when the devil comes in like a flood, we'll say to that devil, but God said he'll lift up a standard against you. And I stand flat-footed, root deep, knowing that God is, and he will deliver me. Amen,
yes,
brother.
Amen.
Amen. I know. This is a personal thing. I know.
Amen. Amen. And that serves as a testimony to all those who are listening.
Amen.
You know, and our prayer is always, you know, that whatever's being said over this blog radio, that it reaches someone's ear in need. Amen? We just come to be an encouragement. We come as a party, part of the body of Christ. We come reminding you of who you are in Christ, who you are. Amen? Greater is he that is you than he that is in the world.
Say
so
that,
when you've got God, as the minister said, as you've got God, let me tell you something. You don't need nothing else. You don't need nothing else. Amen. God wants you to trust him.
Trust him.
Trust. As easy as that may sound, my brother, my sister, let me tell you something. It can be very difficult. It can become difficult if you are in your natural. If you don't have that personal relationship, if you don't have it, that trust can become difficult. And God is saying, all he wants you to do is trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me with your life.
And we have to fight. We have to fight. We got to keep fighting, not in our own flesh and in our own might, but we fight with the word. We stand on the word. Because let me tell you this testimony. Let me tell you just a little bit is that you know, when I'm going through and I'm down and I'm out, because we do get down and out. But you know what? Mm-hmm. That word becomes alive. And the Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance. But what did God say, Edna? What did he tell you, Edna? And then I perk up and I say, yes, Lord. And that takes me through. And I beat the devil up with his word.
Yes.
And I keep it moving. And that's what God wants us to do, keep it moving. And that's why we have brothers and sisters around us that know the word. Because when one is down, the other one can encourage. Because we're all not going to be down all at once.
Amen.
And if we are, when we're speaking one-on-one, look, the Spirit of God, where two or three are gathered, he's yet in the midst. And something we're going to speak throughout, giving God praise and glory, it's going to uplift us.
Amen.
We're not by ourselves.
Amen. We're not alone.
We're not alone.
We're not alone in our walk. Amen.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm done. Amen. I'm sorry. Yeah,
no,
amen.
No, we're never done.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Amen. Praise God.
There's always more to give.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There's a great work to do for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, there's still someone in your way, and God wants you to share testimony with them.
Yeah.
He wants you to share something.
Amen. So this word to us today, brother, and for the body of Christ, this faith, oh, my God, it's so important for us in these evil and these trying times to know that our trust and our faith, we don't look to the left or to the right, but to the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
So he's the author of it. He'll be the finisher of it, of our faith. And when we come out, the test was a testimony to what God has done for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
To God be the glory.
It's been you know, great. The time we come in, you know, close to the hour.
Yeah.
We're going to close out in prayer. We're going to close out in prayer, and we do thank you. Those of you that tuned in today, thank you for being a part of this ministry and just coming just to be a part of the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you for tuning in, and we pray that you gain something. You gain something that will help you along with your walk. Amen. So this is a journey. This is a journey that we're on. You know,
yes,
the race is not. It doesn't go to the swift. It goes to those who endure to the very end.
Amen.
Amen. We love you. But God loves you more. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the love of Christ. We thank you for who you are and what you know in our lives. Father, we just lift you up. We lift you up. We give you all the glory and all the praise. We know that with you we can do all things, and without you we can do nothing, Father. So we just ask that you would just be with us, really, and direct us. And we'll be sure to give you the praise. God bless you.
Amen.
matter what you've been.